I am Lou Larini from Surreal News, broadcast on WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And I was just thinking about gas stoves and the uproar, even a hint of regulation of the appliances raised. In case you haven't heard, a couple of weeks ago, the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission expressed concern about potential hazards from the appliances, specifically indoor air contamination. "This is a hidden hazard," said Commissioner Richard Trumka Jr. in an interview with Bloomberg. "Any option is on the table. Products that can't be made safe can be banned." Of course, gas stoves have not been banned, and the CPSC has walked back any plans to restrict the appliances anytime soon, but that did not prevent so-called conservatives from labeling it as anti-American. No conservative pushed back harder than Governor Ron DeSantis, who last week teased a tax exemption on the newly controversial appliances. "When we say don't tread on Florida or let us alone, we mean that, including on your gas stoves. You're not taking our gas stoves away from us. That's your choice. I know many people who cook a lot and who do not want to part with their gas stoves," said DeSantis earlier this month at a press conference in the Villages. Okay, I understand. Some people swear by gas stoves as the best way to cook a tasty meal, but that is not the point. When the CPSC revealed evidence that use of stoves indoors could be hazardous to your health, it was not a deep state plot to take away your freedom. If the mere thought that something as trivial as being able to choose the kind of stove one uses is being listed as more evidence that your God-given rights have been diminished, I have to wonder what next warning of danger will be considered un-American. Maybe next Christmas, when CPSC offers its annual list of toys most dangerous for children, real Americans will need to ignore warnings for small parts in a toy on which a toddler may choke as more leftist indoctrination. After all, parents have the right to determine what is safe for their kids, and they, of course, know much more than those so-called experts at the CPSC whose job it is to study such things. In fact, just about anything the federal government tells you to do is most likely an infringement on your personal freedoms. I mean, the next thing we'll be told is that vaccines that pulled the world out of a global pandemic are dangerous and should not be encouraged, let alone required. Oh, wait a minute. The governor and his medical majordomo have already expressed that falsehood in the service of his political ambitions.